Dan Medina back with The Great Debates.
A podcast in which Steve Healy and Dave King face off over topics of our time submitted by listeners like you. As per usual, you can vote at the end of the debate on who you think won by submitting your vote, casting it in the form of an email to thegreatdebates69@gmail.com. You can also submit topics, rants and raves, fan mail, and you can cast votes on things that we don't debate here. For instance, the city council race in your neighborhood. We're going to introduce our next topic, which is from Judy in Indianapolis.
Oh, thanks,
and,
Judy.
And the topic is, it's okay to eat chickens.
Wow.
It's okay to eat chickens. Thanks, Judy. Very thoughtful topic.
That's great. Go
I'd
Colts.
Love to engage this. So I take the affirmative side, the positive side usually. And yeah. I'm going to say totally fine to eat chickens. Chickens are essentially a worthless animal. Their intelligence is meaningless. Their existence is basically nothing. The chicken as we know it has been created, harvested by human beings. It's not an animal that emerged naturally in nature. We can eat them without any moral compunction, and we should, because they're delicious, and it's fun to eat them.
Healy wants to play God. Steve Healy wants to decide for everyone what animals are okay to eat and what animals are good enough or important enough.
I don't
want to
decide for everyone.
Eat.
You don't have to eat chicken, but it's okay.
Chickens are conscious animals.
Okay, let me stop you there. Are chickens conscious? What does that mean?
It
are
means
they aware that they're alive?
Yeah, hell
not
yeah.
Not really.
You ever talked to a chicken?
No, because they can't talk.
Fuck. Chickens may not be the smartest animals, but we have the way that we kill chickens is unconscionable. I know almost nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to me like it's bad.
I actually watched some videos recently of industrial chicken farms.
Uh-huh.
And basically there's a huge, chickens are packed in like crazy. And a machine that's almost like a harvester comes through and sucks up the chickens.
And you're okay with this?
And it's fine. You know, the chickens are just getting sucked up without getting damaged into like a separate cage to be brought out to the slaughterhouse.
Uh-huh.
I was watching it and I was hypnotized and I was like, this is crazy. We would never treat any respectable animal like this, but I have no problem treating chickens like this. Watching their behavior in the herd yard, you were like, this, who cares about this? It's at some level above a plant, sure, in that it can sort of move itself and receive and output some kind of electric impulses. But basically, this is a meaningless creature. No problem eating it.
I think this your argument seems to stem more from your hatred of chickens than anything else. It seems to me like you just think they're dumb and ugly or something.
I have no hatred at all. If there were a chicken just walking down the road, I wouldn't do anything to harm it. I wouldn't seek to cause it pain. I have no animus towards chickens. But if somebody is like, hey, I killed and prepared a chicken for you, would you like to eat it? I wouldn't think twice about it.
Let me ask you this, Healy.
Yeah.
Don't we get enough from chickens as it is? Aren't eggs enough?
Eggs are great.
What? Aren't we just trying to have our cake and eat it too, so to speak?
Yeah,
can't
it's
we
great.
Leave well enough alone? Do we need to take... This would be like if an alien species drank our jizz and then also wanted to eat our meat. Don't you think we'd say, guys, you're already drinking our jizz, for God's sake?
If a chicken can come out and say, hey, guys, you're already eating our eggs, that's the day we should stop eating chickens. That's the day it will no longer be okay.
What if we could develop technology that could read chickens' thoughts?
Okay.
And that technology provided... And after we develop that technology, we read chickens' thoughts, and their thoughts are exactly, guys, you're eating our eggs. That's enough. Can't you stop eating our meat as well?
Great. Under those circumstances, I think we should definitely rethink the eating of chickens.
Don't you think that if we were able to develop that technology, that's what chickens would say? And shouldn't we at least assume that there's a chance that it would say that that's what it'd say? And because of that assumption, shouldn't we just, until we know otherwise, pare it back and not chickens?
No, we shouldn't assume that every chicken is, you know, Tom Stoppard or something. Chickens, what brain function
I say
have.
We should assume that every chicken is Tom Stoppard.
what brain function they have is the most minor, essentially just an electronic impulse. We could any human who knows a tiny bit about robotics could program a robot that was smarter than a chicken. That's the level of intelligence chickens are operating at.
Why does the level of intelligence matter? Should we? Oh, it's okay to cannibalize people with almost no intelligence. If you're really stupid, then we should be allowed to kill you and eat you. Is that what you're saying?
A human that was at the level of a chicken is almost unfathomable.
So you're saying it's okay to eat Terry Schiavo?
Absolutely not. I think one of our basic principles as humans should be respect for human dignity. No human, no matter how unintelligent, should ever be eaten. But it's an interesting question of whether Terry Schiavo was smarter than a chicken.
All right, here we go. You want to take the affirmative? Sub-debate.
Oh, sub-debate? I don't know anything about Terry Schiavo or what level she was at.
I don't think she
couldn't
was thinking anything.
She
couldn't eat. She couldn't feed herself.
A chicken can make a noise.
A chicken can make a noise and stay alive.
And respond to a stimulus. So
yes.
I guess a chicken was smarter than Terry Schiavo.
I think we both agree a chicken is that, yes.
But it's possible that Terry Schiavo was having conscious thoughts in an area of her brain, just wasn't able to express it.
It's possible. I think it's unlikely. But given that we both agree that Terry Schiavo was not as smart as a chicken,
yeah,
and intelligence of a creature is part of your reasoning for it being okay for us to just slaughter these innocent creatures.
Intelligence is part of my reasoning, but I think my larger reasoning would be something like, let's call it a soul. I think we have to allow that all human beings have something special about them. And even if they reach the level of Terry Schiavo in intelligence, it's not okay to eat them.
What level of hubris on a species-wide level have we gotten to where we assume that only humans have a soul? What sort of absolute arrogance and just disgusting levels of being conceited? What are we saying?
Yeah, I'm a speciesist. I think humans are superior.
You are a speciesist.
To other species.
If you're comfortable, you think they're superior to every species. So much so, but you're saying it's not even to you it's binary. It's not just a quantitative. To you, humans have a soul and every other species does not have a soul. Them.
I don't have to express my opinion about every other species. We're talking just about chickens, and I think there's essentially a difference so vast that it is binary.
You think
between humans and
you're
chickens,
you're that confident that chickens don't have a soul? You're first of all, you're confident enough that humans have a soul, which is absurd.
I'm very confident that chickens don't have anything we would call a soul. Yeah.
Well, I am too, only because I don't think there's any such thing as a soul. I think you're giving humans too much credit, as humans are wont to do, by the way.
What do you think the crime is in eating a chicken? If you don't think we should be eating chickens, why not?
Murder.
Murder what?
Chickens, Healy.
Murdered.
Of Tom Stoppard's.
Murdered's a word we use to refer to humans, to killing another human.
And I say our definition is too limited.
Oh, you think it should include chickens. Why?
Because that's what we're
should
doing.
Be killing, should we be allowed to cut down a tree?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's not murder.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Why?
Well, because it's not an animal.
What's the difference?
You know what the difference between plants and animals are.
I'd love to have you define it.
I wish I could. That's not the luckily, I don't know what the technical difference is, a scientific definition of the difference between a plant and an animal.
Can you kill a bacteria?
Yeah, you could do that.
That's fine.
Yes.
Could you kill a cockroach?
No.
You can't kill a cockroach?
No, that's murder.
If it's crawling on your face and biting you?
I'll tell you this, actually. You can't eat a cockroach.
Well,
that's what we're talking
about. It's because it's gross.
No, you can't eat it because it's murder. You're just rubbing it in its face a little too
much.
Here's
another leg to my argument, as though it were necessary. How do we define morality? Basically, we come down to, like, is this okay with everybody? And eating chickens, every civilization in the world is basically like, sure, this is fine. Go nuts. When we encounter new cultures, they're like, yeah, I'm eating this chicken. When Columbus got to, the Caribbean and he met the Arawak people, they were killing and eating game birds. No problem. Okay. These two cultures that had developed totally independently with totally different moral codes both had arrived at the fact that it was totally fine to eat birds.
Okay, here's why. Let's talk seriously about this for a second. Because here's why you're actually wrong.
Finally.
Basically, over the course of human history, issues of moral rights, civil rights, issues of morality in general tend to be slow moving and they take hundreds, if not thousands, of years to evolve.
Yeah.
The rights of chickens, I believe,
will evolve just as they did
for slaves,
as they did for minorities, as they did for homosexuals. You could have picked a time in human history when you could win. Basically, every culture would have said, yeah, it's okay to have slaves. That's why we have slaves. They're great.
Mm-hmm.
They do work for us. It's awesome. Look what they did. They built the pyramids. Everything's amazing. Thank
right.
God we have slaves. The fact of the matter is we're already at a point in human history when I might not say cultures, but I would certainly say subcultures have deemed it immoral to eat chickens. And those subcultures include horrible American elitist liberals like whatever you know, Jonathan Safran Foer and stuff. He's not horrible. I use that to mean, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, kind of insufferable.
Just because the subculture stands up for some kind of principle, though, doesn't mean that it's true. I mean, there are, like, Amish towns in America where you can't wear the color purple, right?
Okay.
Do you think that will all evolve to be in accord with that? That eventually none of us will wear purple?
No, of course not.
Oh, okay. So.
But that is.
How's that different?
Well, one of the main differences is that almost the exact same number of people have believed in that cause, which I don't believe is a moral one, for hundreds of years. That is a stagnant, tiny group of the population that believes in a moral issue. Now, if you were to map on a graph the number of people who believe that it is immoral to eat a chicken, I think what you would find is that we are in the very... the very like left side of the graph of a slowly increasing curve that you would find very similar to the people who believed in the rights of homosexuals 100 years ago, to the people who 300 years ago, to the abolitionist movement 300 years ago. Those numbers are increasing. They are more and more well-educated, reasonable people. There are more and more people in power. Our elected officials are more and more concerned with the rights of animals. And I think you'll find over time.
Show me the elected official who won't eat a chicken.
Do your argument now. I'm going to take 30 seconds to look up on.
Okay, what I'm hearing from you basically is cowardice. And, you know, you're not. There's something, like, as with many of your arguments, there's something a little bit insidious about it because there is a truth buried inside it. And so we go along with I don't want listeners to be, not that I underestimate our listeners, I assume they're following with my level of intelligence and this won't be a problem for them, but if they go along with some of the truth that's included in your argument, that doesn't mean they have to go along with all of it. So yes, of course you're right that moral and ethical attitudes change and evolve over time. We've seen some wonderful examples of that. All of us would find slavery repugnant now. That's not an attitude that would have been commonplace in the year 1500. But that doesn't mean that we need to be terrified that our every moral belief is going to be overthrown and we'll look like jerks. I think chickens is something we can stand our ground on. Attitudes are not going to change about that dramatically over time. We're always going to be okay with eating chickens. We know a lot about chickens now. We've looked into the matter. Chickens are basically worthless. It's okay to raise and eat them. Chickens probably wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for human domestication. So there's, if you even care about chickens at all, you should be like, at least chickens get to live because of human farming.
Dennis Kucinich is a vegan.
Not in office.
Was an elected official, ran for president. Podcast over. King wins. Email your votes to greatdebate69@gmail.com. If you think Dave King won and that eating chickens is not okay, just say Dave King won. Thanks again, by the way, to Judy for...
Thanks, Judy.
Judy
yeah.
of Indianapolis, great topic.
And by the way, when you yeah. vote, you don't have to vote. You shouldn't be voting, I think eating chickens is okay
That's right.
or not.
That's
you should be voting
point.
Who won
I
the
think
debate.
King, you can even say, hey, guys, you know, long time, first time.
Chicken lover,
but I think King won the debate. And
chicken
you can
hater, lifetime vegan, Steve Healy prevailed just through the strength of his
logic. These are all options. And you could say, I think King won the debate, and you can be eating a tasty Chick-fil-A
you
sandwich.
Can shout out.
For the record,
you can
I
be
love
at
chicken.
Kukuru, sending that on your phone.
That would be great. Tell us if you are. Tell us if you're eating chicken while casting a vote against eating chicken.
And going out to duty in Indianapolis is a Great Debates gift bag.
Congratulations.
So remember, if you have a topic you'd like to hear us debate, send that in to greatdebate69@gmail.com.